It's the Clay Tablet, Thursday, September the 14th. We're going into week three of college football, 2023. Oh, you know, this week, and everybody knows it, it's garbage. It is. It's absolute trash. The entire weekend. I mean, Florida, Tennessee, not saving it, but at least giving you some kind of marquee. But I don't even know about that, because Florida looked absolutely awful against Utah. So have fun with that, trying to be some good game. And then Colorado playing Colorado State, which, you know, like, I was listening to another podcast, man. They're coming out the gate talking about UTSA Army. I mean, is that what we're talking about? This here? I'm supposed to come in and talk about this? I don't even want to talk about that at all, to be honest. Okay, Penn State, Illinois. We can just go there. We can dabble right here. This is viable. But we're not going to. I don't care. Let's get down. Where's the good game? I've passed. It's not trash. But it's Tennessee, Florida, and then Colorado, Colorado State. And then there's everything else kind of after that. And there's some decent stuff. So they got 6.5. Earlier in the week, it was 7. I think I'm taking Tennessee. Big SEC matchup at home. I hate going against home dogs. I just really hate it. But Florida looked so bad and so discombobulated. Florida plus 6.5. I'm doing it because I just don't trust Tennessee. I don't think Milton, isn't that his name? I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's like that guy. He's not as good as their quarterback last year. I mean, get real. The offense isn't the same. Florida has to have this one. I mean, they'll be looking to fire. Like, if they get blown out, they'll be looking to fire that Florida coach. That'll be it. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to do it this week, but or after the game. I got to find some different soap. I'm just sitting here just trying to think. I'm just like, Florida needs this so bad. They have got to step up for him. They need to win this game. They need to win the game. Like, forget about playing close. Like, that's not going to fly down there. Well, we played them tight. I don't even like that. I don't even want to say bet on that. Now, Colorado State, so you can get minus, let's say, 22.5. Well, it's really 23.5. I just did not trust. Well, that was minus 22. Because Colorado State burned me the first week. Everybody was talking like, oh, they can do something, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, that's not the... I need to come down. I need to look at Colorado State. See, they lost 50-24. So what would that be plus 23? See, like, they would have covered that. So they do have some ability to score points. Because if you say plus 23, what does that get you to? 47.5. So they do have some ability to score points. But I bet Colorado's defense is a little bit better than Washington State's. I don't know. It's like, are they going to look ahead? I just think Deion has them so dialed in right now that they're not in the normal fluctuations of a program. Like, they are on their own trajectory, like their own. And it's not that it's undefeated, but just mentally. I'm just taking Colorado. What else do you want from me? What do you want from me? TCU minus 7.5. Houston. I don't know what to do. I really don't. I'll take Oregon over Hawaii. Do I got that written down? Yeah, I sure do. I'll take Oregon. Minus 37. I will. I think Hawaii's trash. I think they've been beat down. The wildfire things come down. You're not getting a good game out of them. They're on the road. They're paying the bills. Oregon's, they're looking to gear up because they got Colorado coming next week. Yeah. I'm just not buying it. When I look down right here, I've got my thing in my, I've got my, all my stuff written down in my lap. Got it right. Because otherwise it has to be on the other side of the mouse. It has to be on the other, you know, like, it's always, it's like, where do you put it? I need like a mini table. All right. Yeah, I mean, just right quick. I think I watched some of the Hawaii game. Oregon just seemed like they're just too, they're scoring too many points. They're too on point. It's just too much. Texas now, at home though. Wyoming traveling. I'll take Texas minus 30, minus 28 and a half. I mean, unless they fall asleep, surely they won't. I mean, surely they, I mean, golly, 28 and a half. Like, you can't beat them. I think they can shut Wyoming out. Like, they might score points on defense by the time it's all said and done. Because Tech does not have a defense. Like, that's just one of their problems. Texas does. All right. And there were some of these other games I wanted to talk about. Let me get, where was that block? There was like a nice block of games. I'm not talking about Northwestern and Duke. Like, I don't want to. I don't even want to talk about UNC Minnesota, but that is like a supposed like good game this week. Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's that crop right there. This triple. Okay, so you got Penn State, Illinois. Minus 14 and a half. Penn State on the road. What has Illinois done? You know, as far as, I mean, I need to get this. Everybody, we all give me just a second here. You know, sometimes you gotta bear with your boy. You know, you just do. You just do. Okay. Because I can already tell I need to go to this. So who was I talking about? Illinois. Okay, so Big Ten. Barely beat Toledo. Lost to Kansas by 11. I'm taking that 14 and a half, Illinois. I just am. I mean, can you get 15? What was it? There's a 15. So I can get 15 and a half. Illinois plus 15.5. It's just at home. It looks like they can score some points. So see, that's where you get in trouble with some of these spreads. I got KSU, Missouri. I got KSU. Do I not have them on the first page? Lord have mercy. Is that serious? No, I do. Yeah, I got them. That's the first game. That's what I thought. Okay. So it was minus 5. Now it's been bet down to minus 3.5. I got KSU. I know everybody was asking, like, what are we missing? I think it's just disrespect. I don't think Missouri's not that good. I mean, Kansas State. I mean, did they beat Texas last year? I mean, they won the Big 12. I got that. LSU, Mississippi State. There were some people talking about over-unders on this one. Talking about taking that under 54.5. LSU, Mississippi State. What is it? 54.5. Mississippi State, 9.5. On the road. Hi. Man, this just seems like one of those things. Like, I don't know. My problem was how they lost to
to Florida State. Well, that looked like they had a pretty good defense.
They just did. It just looked like they kind of had a pretty good defense. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. And then the game got away from them, and then, you know. But that's what happens whenever you have defense. That just, you can't get any feedback from the offense somehow. I mean, 9.5, that is not a lot. And if you're, it's like, I just don't try. I got to take LSU minus 9.5. Because I just don't trust Mississippi State to do anything. I just don't. I know they're at home, but I mean, it's just like, you think that it's going to be under 10. I mean, what makes you think they're going to even be able to stay in the game, that they're going to even be able to do anything, that they're going to be able to hang, that they're going to be able to blah? Well, I mean, that's those three games, you know? I know, that's what they were saying on Cover 3. I watched about 20 minutes of their picks. They were just like, what are we missing on KSU Missouri? I don't think they're missing anything. I think Missouri just needs to just... I mean, that got bet down that far. What else we got here? This stupid game. Iowa State. That got bet up. Iowa State minus 2.5. You know, I need to do them just in a row so I can find them. But then that's not the what you want to talk about them in that order. Because then I like to write like big point spreads over here on the side. So you can just look at them all, like the minus 33, Notre Dame minus 33, Alabama minus 31, Oregon State 23, A&M 34. Like, you want to keep those. Well, I didn't have FSU BC, but I should. Because that's minus 27. Yeah, so you can look at them. Well, Colorado State, I don't like having that over there just because I just, oh man. I think right now it's just like bet Colorado to cover. Because they got Colorado Oregon lineup. It's like minus 14.5 Oregon. You know? You know? I'm like, is Colorado, are they getting set up to get embarrassed one week? Is the right bet Colorado State plus 23.5? I'm taking Colorado State plus 23.5. It's a lot of points. Washington State's better than we thought they were. Colorado State kind of hung in there. It's the juju, the in-state rival juju. I'm doing it. I think that's. And I'm not saying they're going to fall this week. I think, I'm wondering if next week they could fall. Gotta live with it. Colorado State. I'm not talking this game. I mean, minus 51? Minus 52.5. Lord. And then they're saying they'll score 1 point. Bethane Cookman. Are they even going to play? Like, oh my God. Like, what are you supposed to do with a game like this? Like, you're really, like, you're just betting on, is Miami going to throttle them out? I know, I got to write that down. That is a huge spread. Minus 52. I mean, minus 52.5. Because what is that? 7 touchdowns and some? Because that's 49. So 7.5. I mean, I might just take Cook at plus 52. Give me plus 52.5. Because when you start getting to 60, that's like major league embarrassment. And I just don't know if Miami's got, like, sometimes people just don't want to do that. Because they proved it last week. Like, they don't have to prove it. Like, they're not bouncing back. They're not having to prove themselves. They're not having to. So, do you just call it under 60? I don't know what to do with that over under. I mean, Maryland, Virginia. God. Good Lord. That's just such a stupid game. I think the quarterback for UTSA is out. He's still in the boot. So, you know, to me, you don't want to bet that. You know, Air Force, Utah State. I'm not talking that. I'm not talking Wisconsin. I don't even know who Gasso is. Gasso. I mean, is it stupid. Gasso. Gasso's coming to town. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, whoa. Bro, Gasso. Some stupid game. You know, some stupid game. Well, I need to get back to, let's look at Gasso. Who are they playing? Georgia Southern. Okay. But why is it GA? Is that what they're, stupid. Well, all right. Okay, so what other, like, let's, what else is out there? I'm trying to look. You're going to have to bear with me. Because, you know, Florida, BC, Florida State, Boston College. To me, this is the week that a lot of teams, it's so hard to know what they're going to do. Because they're either going to accelerate into it or they're going to take a week off. Like, it's hard to know. See, now this Wake ODU, Wake Old Dominion. Wake Old Dominion. Can you imagine that? Now, as far as I can tell, I kind of like what I've seen out of Wake. Therefore, I'm going to take the minus 13.5. I'm buying that point, that half point. Give me Cocoa. Pass it to me now. Liberty Buffalo. I have no idea. I don't have any. I don't even know. I mean, you just go, bah. You just say, bah. Now, Louisville, Indiana. See, that's the kind of game I want to take Indiana. Because home dog plus 10.5, it's one of those things. It's one of those games. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just, and it's stupid. And Louisville's, I mean, they could lose that game just as much as win it. And they got the new coach and they're trying to do something and they're trying to prove and all this. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Iowa State, Ohio. I already got into that. I'm already on Ohio State. Penn State. I'm doing Illinois plus 15.5. Do I still like that? Do I still think that's viable? Like, what do I think I'm doing? Like, who do you think you are? Understand what I'm saying? I could see Penn State just piling it on. See, like, I like KSU Missouri. I like it. Let's see, Penn State, Illinois, LSU, Mississippi State. See, I'll put a star by K-State. I'll put a star by it. What else will I put a star by? Where's the Washington, Michigan State. I can't believe that's on Peacock. That makes me so angry. Minnesota, UNC. It's raining outside. That's the reason I'm looking out. Like, there's, we got action. There's life. There's life-giving rain. For God's sake. Rain, when it doesn't rain for like 2.5-3 months. And you got these summers here? Yo, son. Minnesota, UNC. I think I'm taking Minnesota. Plus 7.5. I mean, because why are you trusting North Carolina? I'll put a star by that. Give me that. I'll bet that. Because why? Because Minnesota looked pretty good against Nebraska. We'll see. I'd rather just take the point. See, that's the deal. It's like, to me, that's what gambling just, it comes down to. It's like, are you laying the points? Because the other two things are, there's a cover and an outright win. So it's like, what makes you think you can lay these this amount of points? Like, to me, that's just the decision. Every game, pop, 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 pop. You know, at home, doing good, got a good quarterback, play good defense, they play well, they need it, da-da-da, ba-da-ba, da-da-da-da-da. That makes me feel better about that Florida pick. That makes me feel better about Florida plus 6.5. Because I'm like, Florida, at home, game, they need it. I don't trust Tennessee that much. Like, I don't trust them. I mean, it's not even, I'm not even saying they're not good. I'm not saying that they can't, but it's like, I don't, they're not like 100% trust. You know, it's like, where's that trust? It gives me, like, I'm thinking, I start thinking about other games. Northwestern, Duke. That's just too stupid for me to bet. I mean, you bet Duke, and then they let you down. I mean, bleh. You see what I'm saying? Bleh. And then you go throw up in the bushes because you bet Duke Northwestern. Think about what your life is. You're betting fucking Duke Northwestern right now. Think about it. Think about it. Who's San Diego? They just play everybody over there. It seems like it just keeps getting worse and worse. It seems like I lose every week. Iowa, Western Michigan. I'll take Western Michigan plus 28.5. Just because Iowa can't score. Do I have that written down somewhere, stupid? Western Michigan, Iowa. What is it? Plus 28.5. That's what I'm putting. I'm taking that. I'm taking that. Because they're going to play good deep, but they're not going to score. And then if they give up like one touchdown, I mean, they got to get to, you see what I'm saying? They got to get to 36 and beyond. I mean, now what's going on with the Southern or South Carolina UGA? Is South Carolina not any good? They've already let me down once against North Carolina, who almost lost to App State. You know, that's where you just go like, what? That's where you just go, what? I don't know what to think about that. I really don't. It's like minus 27. That just seems like a lot. I mean, everything. Oh, it's at, see, it's on the that home. God, that's a lot of points for an SEC game. That's a lot of points for an SEC game. It just is, even though they're down and they're saying everything and the quarterback. But see, they have one of the better quarterbacks in the conference. South Carolina, even though they're not, they don't do very good. But you just ask yourself, like, does the game just come undone? And I could absolutely see that happening. And it might take all, you know, it might take 3.5, well, or 2.5 to 3/4. I mean, it's at home. That's the only reason I am even thinking about this 27. You just go, oh man, but I could see it there, and they're only up 10. You know, and then it's just too many points. What has Georgia done? You know? Where's my new tab? This is what I need. I need this up here so I can find it. In Conference USA. Oh, did I already miss it? There it is. 48-7, 45-3. Hey. Trying to just think. I mean, I'm just trying to just. It's like, what? I mean, 45-3. But that's probably throttled. I mean, you know, they don't go the whole time. You know, they, like, once they get up 35-0, they just, you know, things get dialed back. They just do. I really don't know what to think about them. That's just so, it's just so many points. Going South Carolina plus
27.5. I'm doing it. And I'd really like to buy that extra point. How much does that point cost me? Bear with me.
It's like, how much does that point cost? Alternative spread, 140. Or you can take 26.5 for like, so see, this is kind of interesting. You can just bet. You could bet on a blowout and get your +2. I might need to start looking into those. Like that kind of, because you're really identifying, you're saying, I think this is going to be a blowout. I'm going to write that down just so that I can think about it. You know?
So you've got South Carolina, UGA. You've got a -36.5 at +280. You know, and I'm not even saying anything about it. You just want to see like how it unfolds. Like, how does that pay out? And you got a +36.5 -390.
Okay. I see what they do a little bit.
That's just interesting. It's just interesting.
And you go first half?
Well, the first half what?
Oh, that's just first half winner. So you get 14.5.
See, that I might like a little bit more. Huh. First half, -14.5. 118, 104. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, this is it's a betting show. You're talking about stuff. You're seeing things. Like, let's examine things.
What else do we got?
What? Just think about it.
What else do we got?
You see? What else we got?
What else we got? Oklahoma, Tulsa. Oklahoma on the road. I need to watch a little Oklahoma. Oklahoma's notorious for running the score up. They just are. Tulsa seems like they're a little beat down. I don't know what to think about that, man. I don't know what to say about that. I don't like, I'm just going through trying to look at value. ULM. God. A&M. A&M's so stupid.
See, A&M's so stupid, like, you don't even want to bet them. Because it's just like,
you know? It really is. It really is. Tulane, USM. I don't give a whop.
Washington, Michigan State. 16.5. Michigan State. Michigan State with the Mel Tucker business. I'm taking Michigan State +16.5. At home, Mel Tucker. Who knows? Whatever. Doesn't make sense. Washington's been rolling. Blah, blah, blah. I know. Next thing you know, it's a ball game. I'm just saying. Still haven't gotten back to TCU. Houston. TCU -7.5. You know, I'm taking TCU. They scored a lot of points on Colorado. I think Colorado got them. That's fine. Colorado's better. But Houston is still, I just don't know about that deal. Washington, Michigan State, 16.5, solid. I'm just taking those points. I don't feel good about that, though. I'm starting to feel a little good about Cincy, Miami, Ohio. I'm not talking about that. I'm tired of talking about those kind of games. I want to talk about conference games. Stuff that matters. The Big Five, the Power Five. Nebraska, NIU. Nebraska looks like dog dump. Their quarterback's trash. Sims is garbage. And I'm supposed to
have some long discussion about that point spread. I don't want to. I don't want to talk about Michigan, whatever this is, Bowling Green State. Bowling Green State. Lord have mercy. Georgia Tech, Ole Miss. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take Ole Miss. So what? You shouldn't, but I'm going to. Because it rings, you shouldn't. That's why you take it. You understand? -17.5. Wyoming, Texas, FSU, BC. Notre Dame, Central Michigan, Alabama, USF. I'm taking USF. Plus 31.5. Let me make sure that's right now. I thought it was up here, yeah. Oh, I can get plus 33.5. Give it to me. I think they're going to win. They're going to do their thing, all that kind of stuff. But like, I think they're probably going to try and put a different quarterbacks in. Like, it's just on the road, USF. Like, they might, you know, what's that first half of that stupid game? Why don't you go home? Like, how much home? I don't want to go that far home. What is this? This isn't NCAFF. What in the heck? Okay. Got on the right page. Got on the right page. You see? I need to just go to my deal. Bing, bonk. Bing, bang, bonk. Understand? I already go by Alabama. Probably. Because I'm off of my brain. Not paying attention. Where is Alabama? There it is. Let's look at some of their more wagers. Why don't we look at first half? Let's just have a look. First half winner, three-way, no push. What does that mean? Oh, I see. First half spread, -17.5. Is that enough? Enough. Hmm. I don't know if that's enough. Well, let's see here. Washington, we've already talked about that. Oklahoma State. I don't care who this is. I don't care who that is. God, these games are garbage this week. Absolute trash. Absolute garbage. Garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. Hit West Virginia. I don't know. I probably missed something. I'll just write it down because I don't care about the games. Georgia Southern, Wisconsin. I don't care. I don't even want to write it down. Pitt, West Virginia. I'm taking West Virginia. That's been bet down. I was on West Virginia early. So I get West Virginia plus 2.5. Because I was on that early. If I was going to bet that, that would have been something I would have bet early this week. I wouldn't have waited until it moved that much. That's not true. This is not true right here. It did not open at -1. It opened at -2. Pitt. Shady ass fuckers. Bullshit's what they are. Because I have it written down and I know I didn't. I mean, I could probably go back and look and it's probably posted. Syracuse, Purdue. You know, Syracuse, Purdue. Give me Purdue at home, plus 2.5. Why not? Why not? I got Wake. I didn't write that down. Nebraska, NIU. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about Syracuse, Purdue. Give me Purdue, plus 2.5. I don't know who they think Syracuse is. Syracuse ain't shit. Purdue's not going to be looking to get bullied around by them. BYU, Arkansas. I'm going to friggin' break. I'll take BYU plus 8.5. Why not? That's what you ask yourself. You're like, Arkansas is the answer? Just give me BYU and the points. Clemson, that's stupid. Clemson's stupid. Texas, Wyoming. If I ever get to that, I just said Texas. Stupid Notre Dame. I don't know what to think about them either. It's a lot of points. 33.5, Central Michigan. Give me, I want Central Michigan U plus 33.5. There's nothing you can do about it. Fresno ASU. I don't know what to do about A&M. I want to just cross it off the board. I'm putting a big X by it because I don't know what to think about it. Don't ask me to pick it. Nothing. Nothing. I like Oregon, Hawaii. I like the Oregon pick. FSU, BC. It seems like Florida State could just punch them in the mouth. You know, like they'll just punch them in the mouth. Like that, like, because they're not looking to lay, like, they're looking to, like, make things happen. I'm taking Florida State. UVA, Maryland. Maryland minus 14. Well, I don't like it, but UVA plus 14.5. What do you think about that? Because it's insane. It's an insane pick. That's where you go. That's where you go. Stupid Wisconsin, Georgia Southern. Wisconsin. Northwestern, Duke. I'm not betting that. I'm not betting that. I'm putting a big X by that. It's too stupid. It's too stupid. Duke is stupid. They beat Clemson. That's dumb. They're looking good. Northwestern, the trap. It's like too much. Like, oh my God. You just say, oh my God. They play UTEP, and like, how are you supposed to judge that? And they end up beating them. It's just too dumb. Like, the matchups are too dumb. Like, they're making me angry. KU Nevada. I mean, it's too stupid. I'm not talking about UTEP Arizona. I mean, I can't think of anything. The only thing dumber is Northwestern Duke. And you're supposed to have picks or something. West Virginia, I'll take a deal. Do I got to flip with this woman? Sacagawea, I got to get my coin. We got to make that happen. That's the best part of the show. Okay, hold on. Well, I think I'm just, because I'm like, I don't want to be sitting here trying to pick like who I'm going to pick for the coin. So I reached in there, and unless they went the last week, I'm going to use them probably. And who did we come out with? This fucking hound dog. Rutherford B. Hayes. Like whoever the fuck he is. I mean, I know he's a president, but like whatever. He was no Trump. Because I'd know about him. What does he do? He's got KSU. Got Minnesota. Let's see what he does on Georgia. Georgia heads. He got South Carolina. He's with me so far. Washington heads. He's got Michigan State. Florida heads. Oh no, I dropped it. It's heads. So Pete still. Look at that. The coin didn't do that good. I can't remember who that was. Didn't. Tails. So that's Houston. Now we're coming off track a little. Okay, so heads, Colorado. They got Colorado State. Heads, Fresno, ASU. They got Fresno. I might. Do you take ASU plus 3.5? I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying. Let's do this. Let's say, okay, so if I flip two heads in a row, the coin takes the minus 36.5 at plus 280 Georgia. If I flip tails two in a row, takes a reverse. If it's either or, no bet. So we got a tails. Got two tails. So it is going to take, the coin takes South Carolina. Well, but what's the, I don't know if that's what I was wanting to do. Because it's like the number was bet up for Georgia, but like, so would you take the number bet the other way? Or you would get like, you know what I'm saying? Let's dig in. If you, no one's watching this, doesn't matter. Talking to myself. Matters none. Georgia, okay. I wasn't real clear on, but I gotta, there's gotta be something. See, there's that bet, but I don't really know. So do you do that or? Because the standard bet is what? 27. So bet up 10. So does it get bet down 10? So you go to like, oh, so this is the lowest they're offering. Plus 18.5, 240. You get +240. Okay, so coin. Yeah. Okay. And we'll do it. It's fun. We'll see what the coin does. We'll see what happens with the coin. Let's see. Do we... I still haven't identified any money lines for this week. Like, what would I money line? Like a good money line. I don't know if there is one. All right. Notre Dame heads. They got Central Michigan. Alabama heads. They got... Man, this coin is like, okay, Oregon State heads. They got SD San Diego. I don't know if I really, I don't know how I feel about that one. I don't like it. Wyoming, Texas. I can't remember which one it was. I'll just have to go. The coin's taking Wyoming. Heads, Hawaii. How does it keep coming up? I'm just landing on tails. Look at that. Like, I feel like I'm cut in a rut or something. All right, here we go. Heads, Oregon. I don't care. Hawaii. Coin's taken away. Heads, Florida State. Boston College. Heads, Miami. All right, we're different there. UVA, Maryland. If I can't remember where I'm at, then it's just heads home. So, stupid Wisconsin game. Heads, Georgia Southern. That's taking Wisconsin. Is it heads, Indiana? But the coin is like with me. I don't know how I feel about that. Heads, Iowa State. That's still with me. Heads, Illinois. Okay, it took Penn State. Probably smarter than me. Okay, heads. Okay, heads, Mississippi State. Because I got a double dip here. Okay, now heads, under, tails, over. So it's got over. Nebraska, heads. A coin will always pick. Pitt, heads. So is it taking... It's taking Pitt at like, what is it, +2? Okay, Wake. Wake heads. It's with me. Heads Purdue. It's with me. The coin is with me. Heads BYU. Golly, see again? Like, holy cow. It's with me. There's very few games that are different. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, if you're looking for money line bets, well, you know, and I still haven't really dived into it. Let's go money line bet. Let's just see what's out there that looks tasty, that's worth your time, that you think could happen. See, I don't believe that this, I'm not, you know, Old Dominion Wake, no, that's not enough. Because you need a bite at the apple. Now this, Illinois what? +460. Okay, I know it's money lines always sound crazy, but that's the point.
USF Alabama, you get plus 3,000? Oh my gosh.
Northwestern Duke.
I'm just wondering, like,
plus 2,200? Western Michigan?
I just want to see, like, if any of these pay off. Like, if you were just to, like, okay, let's say you went Northwestern plus 800. Okay? And you went Western Michigan University plus, let's just say, 2,000.
South Carolina plus 2,000.
I'm not even saying I'd necessarily bet all these. I'm just saying, like, these are the big, like, matchups. Michigan State, 560. Like, if you bet all of these, would one of them hit enough to make it worth your time? Like, you see what I'm saying? Getting at? Because, I mean, Bowling Green to win outright, I mean, it's just like, Lord. Like this.
You know?
What is it? Plus 1,400? AKR?
No, Kentucky versus AKR. It's plus. I know, just so I can remember who it is. Let's just say plus 1,500.
Like, are any of these going to hit? To me, that's just not. Gosh. Now, Colorado State plus 1,100. Yeah. I'll put that on the list. Okay. That's a good list. You know, it's a month. Like, that's interesting. Like, you know, it's like you need to. These are the things that you need to look into, that you need to look at, that you need to think about. That's like viewing them in. Because what do you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bets. So that would be $700. And there's only two of them that are under $700. So if more than one of these hits, you're golden. If one of them hits, like the 560, you get most of your money back. The 460, you know, you're hurting. But if some of these other ones slam and hit, I mean, you're friggin', and forget about it if more than one hit. I mean, I'm going to start doing that. That's another thing I'm going to start doing. The money line. Because college football is college football, baby. You know, it really is. It really, really is. Okay, now let's look at just the spreads. Who's got the mass? Okay, that's a massive spread. No, it was totals that I need to look at. Just totals. Like, what's the highest totals of the week? Like, where do they fall? Like, just in general. See, this one's low. 37, that's low. 60, high. Bama, UCF. Oklahoma, Tulsa, 60. Okay, Ohio State, Western Kentucky, 64. I might bet that OSU, Western Kentucky. OSU, Western Kentucky. What is that? Give me under 64 and a half. Under 64 and a half. I mean, Tennessee, Florida. See, I'd like to look at the first half total on that game. I will go and look at it when I get done here. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. Okay, so Florida, Tennessee, first half, total. Okay. Vanderbilt, UNLV, 60. What the hell? Georgia Tech, Ole Miss, 63. I'll bet the under on that. Georgia Tech, Ole Miss, under 60.3, 63 and a half. Okay, more totals. Okay, let's see here.
Yeah. What? Okay, let me see here. Is there anything? Wyoming, Texas, Hawaii, Oregon, 70. I'm taking the under 69.5. Hawaii, Oregon, under 69.5. TCU, Houston. Okay. Now I got to check on my, what was it, Florida, Tennessee, first half. Well, we're getting it. I think there's a, cover three calls it sicko mode. We're in sicko mode right now. We are in sicko mode right now. Let me get to it. Florida, Tennessee, more wagers. Oh yeah, I gotta go to alternative point spreads. Well, where's the first half totals? I'm gonna say under 29. Okay. Well, I think I'm gonna call it good. That's week three. That was deep. We had a bit of a slow start. It was kind of shitty. But the week is so, God, terrible week. Absolutely terrible week. And NFL is not that much better. So, play tablet. Go fuck yourself.